the recent boom of incredible RPGs coming out, from CD Projekt Red's Cyberpunk 2077 to Larian's Baldur's Gate 3 to last month's Metaphor ReFantazio and even Dragon Age The Veilguard, has cast a bit of a shadow on the Bethesda-style open-world game. You know, especially with last year's Starfield, the gap between where the state of the art is in RPGs and where Bethesda is still has never been starker. Don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed my time with Starfield, and after 130 plus hours, I can say that I've seen basically all the galaxy has to offer. But it's hard not to play these games and feel something's old, just doesn't sit well with a more modern design. And I think part of that is how the game is built, but the other part of it is, I think I played it wrong. And it comes down to one main overstretched metaphor. I think Bethesda games are more interested in the sandbox instead of the sandcastle. And I mean, take a look at something like Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk is this mostly linear first-person shooter that happens to have a robust skill tree and an interesting open world to explore. You play as V, your main character, and they're a merc with one of three loose backgrounds. But they're ultimately just saddled with the same condition no matter the background that you choose, and you need to find a way to cure it. As you play Cyberpunk, the narrative will increase in intensity and complexity until, by the end of the game, you're in a couple of huge set-piece moments that culminate in character growth or even some change. V grows in notoriety, but the game isn't interested in letting you become the leader of the Bartmoss Collective, or currying favor with the Sixth Street Gang. Cyberpunk is fundamentally a game about V and the people that orbit them. You could do side quests, but your actions aren't changing the game world in any fundamental kind of way. You're building a beautiful sandcastle that, when you're all done, you'll sit back and admire. On the other hand, Bethesda's big open-world RPGs, especially when I started with Oblivion, are sandboxes first. You play as a blank slate, silent character, and you're improving skills, completing missions, and proceeding through the story of the game. Character growth is driven by the player, though, not the narrative of the story. The emphasis of a Bethesda game is on the sandbox first. Explore the world as you see fit and do whatever you'd like. Being the leader of the Thieves Guild, Dark Brotherhood, and the Arena Champion at the same time, it's only incongruous if you think about it too much. A Bethesda game doesn't have a grand authored story arc for your character specifically, like something like Cyberpunk. You participate in the story, but it's not yours as a player. Your character story is relegated to the side quests that you complete or the locations you visit. You'll make binary dialogue options, and that's where your character growth comes from. At its core, in Bethesda games at least, it seems that it's more important to be able to go anywhere, do anything, become whatever character you would like to, than for all of those things to make cohesive sense in the end. It's revealed about two-thirds of the way through the main story of the game that there are these interdimensional human beings called Starborn, that they have found an ancient artifact that allows them to jump into new realities. Each jump into a new reality is a race to find the parts anew, enter what the game calls the Unity, and then move on to the next universe. When you find all the pieces and enter the Unity for the first time, you're given the same choice that they are. Return to the world you left with all of your items, your relationships, and accolades, or you journey forward, leaving everything that you've spent the last however many hours building behind, and you become Starborn yourself. You join the hunt for the artifacts anew, and start the game over. This is Starfield's New Game Plus mechanic, and it was also one of my first clues that maybe I was playing these games wrong. I'm a completionist when it comes to most RPGs. I did all of the faction and side quests in my first playthrough. I dealt with the Terramorph threat, and became the best Ryujin corporate spy. I defeated the pirate menace, and also became the top space cowboy sheriff detective guy. When I entered the Unity, I realized something, though. The problem isn't that you can do it all. It's that In a game where you are meant to engage with the world over and over and over again, why did I do it all? I realized far too late into my time with Starfield that I wasn't playing it the intended way. I wasn't looking and picking up the cues that the game was dropping, and that meant that I misjudged the sandbox and didn't understand what they were trying to do with it this time. Let's take a step back and see where I went wrong. At its core, in Bethesda games at least, it seems that it's more important to be able to go anywhere, do anything, become whatever character you would like to, than for all of those things to make cohesive sense in the end. Games, like all art, are a conversation between the viewer and the artist. In the case of games, everything, from the visual design to the loot tables, combat flow, skill trees, they're all the paintbrushes and colors that make up a grand tapestry. These aspects of game design, whether it's the loot tables or the skill tree design, are all lenses that we can use to interpret a game beyond whether we simply like it or not, based on our taste. Starfield's sandbox is the canvas that the entire game is painted upon. It's a foundational belief that goes all the way back to Bethesda's first open world games. But the thing that surprised me is that Starfield isn't using the sandbox in the same way. I interpreted the open world canvas to be the same as their previous games, but I think what's really interesting here is that Starfield is actually subverting it. Starfield is a game about momentum and forward progress. Its skill trees are huge. They require multiple playthroughs to ever fill out a section completely. Quests can take you across the stars, inviting you to run, shoot, and jetpack your way across hundreds of planets. Even the base building aspect of the game requires movement. You'll never find all the materials you need on one planet. The game is telling you to progress, to see more, to do more, to go out among the stars and find something. The game is telling you to seek the unity. You solve some incredibly grandiose plots in Starfield. Just one of them would make a profound difference in the world. It's up to you as the player to understand that, to choose who you want to be this time, not for all time. Your goal is to inhabit a character, to roleplay one of the myriad fractal versions of your Starfarer. I approach Starfield the same way I'd approach an Elder Scrolls game or a Fallout game, an open world filled with checkboxes to be checked, content to be digested, perk points to be spent. And that was my mistake. I was the completionist. I racked up all this XP by plundering the corners of the stars, only to realize too late what I had done. Instead of reaching the end of the game filled with this overwhelming sense of awe, I entered the Unity to a full recounting of how I had helped save the galaxy. I had done too much for this world. I made people's lives better, I made friends, and I fell in love. The thought of leaving it all behind to satisfy this curiosity of what if it's different this time just felt bad. By being a player, not a character, I had made Starfield a spreadsheet, not a painting. Had I read The Room, recognized that encumbrance, the game mechanic, was telling me that I can't take it all with me, or that the color-coded loot system was telling me that there's always going to be a better randomized spacesuit on the horizon, or that the Starborn in the main story were telling me to seek the Unity above all else, I would have realized what Starfield was actually asking of me. If you could do it all again, start over in a brand new universe, go back to the beginning, would you do anything differently? It's hard to sustain a thematically interesting story in an open-world RPG. And yes, I do think that there are probably things that could have been done to make that theme hit harder and earlier. But me not getting it until hour 100 is also my fault. I wasn't acknowledging that Starfield was doing anything different than, say, Skyrim. I came to Starfield having already known what that game was before I even started it. I just assumed that it was employing the same gameplay tropes as previous Bethesda games in the same way. I wasn't having a conversation with Starfield. I was just playing it. Compared to the absolute feast of RPGs we have right now, I can completely understand you bouncing off of Starfield. It's not for everyone. But I would ask you to learn from my mistake and critically think about the game you're playing and the way that you're playing it. Because who knows? Maybe, just maybe, you'll appreciate Encumbrance a tiny bit more. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.